This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact, a week at the very edge of spring. New hope, new life. We are about to enter the season for new life and renewal and rebirth. Season for resurrection for Christians. The Easter season and, of course, Passover coming up at the end of the week for Jewish people, which is a season for new national life. And how is our national life doing? Well, right now we continue to make progress. All of the indications are regarding the COVID-19 virus, maybe even some approach of something like normal life, theaters opening up, people coming back into them, baseball taking place. They actually are beginning to play some spring training games where the Mariners look awesome, actually. And, well, maybe awesome's too strong a word. They look better. That's the key point. And there are actually some real fans in the stands. I'll tell you where things don't look good. They don't look good on the southern border. And this is an enormous issue. It's an enormous issue for the Biden administration. And even the polling is showing that he's taking a hit. There's also an amazing turnaround for a lot of major media in this country, turn around against the Biden administration and really taking a more practical line than you would assume on this question of illegal immigration, which is a threat to the United States and is something that needs to be controlled and is something where Americans left, right, and center should be able to agree. We'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about a new push with hearings today to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. What's wrong with this idea? Everything. First of all, it's going nowhere. Everybody should relax. The courts have held very definitively that the only way to do this is with a constitutional amendment. A constitutional amendment is going to be very tough. I'll tell you something else is going to be very tough. To try to explain to your supporters who overwhelmingly, since they happen to be Democrats, seem to favor legalized marijuana. Never met a joint you didn't like, right? Okay, now the Biden administration is cracking down on people who have admitted marijuana use or admit to still using demon weed. Why is that? Because they have to get a security clearance. So what is going to happen with that? Stay tuned. We will get into that issue as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. There is some debate about how do you describe what is going on at the border? And Jen Psaki was challenged about the idea that this is a crisis, which most Republicans and many people in the media who are even in progressive media have been acknowledging it is a crisis precisely because the administration wasn't prepared for it. And they hadn't laid out any policy in advance. And they hadn't sent clear messages to people who are spending whatever life savings they have and risking their lives, literally, to try to come into the United States where they're not authorized to enter. Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, White House press secretary, today in her press briefing was challenged about the situation on the border, and she responded this way. This is clip 10.
So now that the public is seeing some of the images, because the congressional delegation provided some photos and descriptions about what they witnessed, children who are frightened and crying, overcrowded conditions, now that the public has seen that, is that not a crisis? And what conditions or situations, what metrics would have to be in place for the administration to call it that?
Well, children presenting at our border who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing prosecution, who are fleeing terrible situations, is not a crisis. We feel that it is our responsibility to humanely approach this circumstance and make sure they are treated with treated and put in conditions that are safe. I will say that these photos show what we've long been saying, which is that these Border Patrol facilities are not places made for children. They are not places that we want children to be staying for an extended period of time. Our alternative is to send children back on this treacherous journey. That is not, in our view, the right choice to make.
Okay, nobody knows what the right choice to make is. That's the problem. And she says these children... fearing, as she said, prosecution, which makes it sound like they've been accused of criminal acts. Most of them have not. Very few of them have. She says prosecution. What she meant was persecution. And again, do we really believe that everyone is persecuted in Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador? Right now, the Wall Street Journal was writing today about a very promising capitalist solution to this whole problem, which is the creation of a million new jobs down in Central America. It's a project of a number of business groups in four different countries. The names of those four different countries spell out HUGE, H-U-G-E, Honduras, the United States, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Okay. That's something, but the administration isn't talking about that. There is a devastating piece, and this is something that surprised me, and it's actually pleases me a great deal, is a number of outlets, ABC News, NBC News, the New York Times, have been extremely harsh to the Biden administration on the confusing, incoherent messages they've been sending on immigration. There's a piece today that's excellent, and I think that no matter how conservative or how anti-Biden you are, you will agree with this piece. And it's from the New York Times, and David Leonard, who's been a guest on this show, who is a self-styled progressive, and he just doesn't understand what the administration is trying to do. Listen to this. This is what he writes today in a featured article in the New York Times. For most of the past few decades, the Democratic Party had a pretty clear stance on immigration. It favored a mix of enforcement, like border security and the deportation of undocumented immigrants who committed serious crimes, and new pro-immigrant laws, like an increase in legal immigration and a pathway to citizenship for undocumented people. In recent years, however, he writes, a growing number of immigration advocates and progressive Democrats have become dissatisfied with this combination. They've pointed out that Democrat support for tighter border security has not led to the bipartisan compromise that it was supposed to. Republicans continue to block bills that offer a pathway to citizenship. That's precisely because Republicans insist that you first do something about border security. In response, these progressives and activists, writes David Leonhardt, have pushed the party to change. Bill Clinton ran for re-election on a platform that said, quote, we cannot tolerate illegal immigration and we must stop it. Barack Obama said, quote, we simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked. He's right, of course. President Biden has instead emphasized the humane treatment of immigrants, regardless of their legal status. After taking office, Biden began putting this idea into action. He announced a 100-day halt on deportations, which a judge has now blocked. He allowed more migrants, especially children, to enter the country rather than being detained. And Central American migrants, sensing the U.S. has become more welcoming, are streaming north in the largest numbers in 20 years. Okay, this is the New York Times writing. So what happens with this? And what happens is the Biden administration either gets its story straight, is able to send a clear-cut message, and to have some means of dealing with these new arrivals that does not alarm people with the idea of open borders, which very few Americans support, or the Biden administration will pay a gigantic political price and deserve to. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with more and surprises from the media coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
We're talking about the immigration surge at the border. People are arguing about, does it rightly described as a crisis or is it not a crisis? Is it actually a blessing in disguise? which it clearly isn't for the Biden administration. It is certainly a surge. There has been an increase in the illegal flow of entrants into the United States. That's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's an extremely negative thing. And the surge, writes David Leonhardt in the New York Times, the surge appears to have surprised the Biden administration. Why are they surprised? As Doris Meisner of the Migration Policy Institute, who ran the Immigration and Naturalization Service in the 1990s, that would be under the Clintons, told me, quote, Republicans have pounced, accusing Democrats of favoring open borders. Some Democrats are unhappy, too, writes the New York Times. Biden's policy incentivizes droves of people to come, and the only way to slow it down is by changing policy at our doorstep. That's what a representative named Vicente Gonzalez of Texas, a Democrat, told the Washington Post. Henry Cuellar, another House Democrat from Texas, and another Latino representative, member of the House Latino Caucus, said the administration was sending a terrible message. This is their administration. And no, it didn't help that Alejandro Mayorkas said repeatedly over the air, he was on all the Sunday news shows, we've closed the border, the border's not open, we've closed it, things are under control. They're not under control. And in fact, Martha Raddatz, who with ABC has been very tough and appropriately tough on some members of the Biden administration, including Secretary Mayorkas, he's the Secretary of Homeland Security, she interviewed an illegal immigrant at the border, and it sounded like this, clip four.
This significant surge coming after President Biden ended Donald Trump's so-called Remain in Mexico policy, requiring asylum seekers to wait there for their court proceedings. Since then, many of those tent cities along the Mexican border have emptied out as people start streaming in. We were there when a bus of 56 asylum seekers arrived at Casa Elitas, a Catholic charity shelter in Tucson. Men, pregnant women, and children stepping off the bus with only what they could carry. This father, who asked that we not show his face, traveled to Mexico from Brazil with his wife and three young kids before crossing the border.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had a chance, you know, the same violence that's going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country. And the second thing, I think, was Joe Biden.
Okay, so the question somebody asks is, this is a guy who obviously speaks pretty good English. He is coming from Brazil, which is not right on the border. It's an arduous travel. Why is it that he doesn't just apply for legal immigration status and wait his turn and come in that way? Answer, it is completely messed up. You can talk to people who try to get into this country from a whole range of foreign countries. It isn't easy. And frankly, for immigrants who have skills, who are eager to come to this country to work hard, part of the problem with illegal immigration is we've made legal immigration so incredibly difficult. And you can hear what this guy is saying, and Brazil is a total wreck. It's the country has had a series of extreme left-wing leaders, and now it has Bolsonaro, who is not a left-wing leader. I'm not sure what he is. At one point, he was calling himself the Trump of the tropics, but I think that's insulting, frankly, to President Trump. But, okay, you can understand why someone would be desperate to come out of Brazil with his family. But you can't simply send a message that, okay, you want to come here? Welcome. There has to be a process. there has to be rule of law. If there is one thing where a huge percentage of the American public, and when I say huge, I mean more than 75%, I think agrees with a Republican position, it is the importance of rule of law. That, no, you cannot just do what you want on various issues because you want to do it. You have to follow the rules. Which means, by the way, you have to have police officers. I cannot believe it. There are still people, including front runners who are running for mayor of Seattle, who insist on defunding the police. And this with surging crime and chaos. And this is, even in Seattle, I don't believe that a majority of people can support that kind of stupidity. And certainly they don't nationwide. And the equivalent of saying that, okay, because you want to come into the United States, you come in any way you want, any time you want. And I know people, there are people who will bring up, well, that's what it used to be with our immigration system before 1924. First of all, before 1924 is 100 years ago. And America was significantly underpopulated at that time. And there was a great need for imported labor, tremendous need. And that was our immigration policy. People were checked for one thing. They were checked as to whether they had active disease. Basically, they were looking for tuberculosis. And if you passed that medical kind of procedure that you went through at Ellis Island, in you go. That's not the law anymore. It hasn't been the law for 100 years. Okay, 97 years. We'll be completely accurate. And the ABC News panel on the border talked about the problem with the Biden administration is not that their plan is bad. It's that they don't have a plan. They really don't. And how is that possible? I mean, one of the big issues they were running was immigration reform. And immigration reform does not mean taking down every immigration law. It does not mean a 100-day blanket block on deportations. One of the things that, and I've said this on the show many times, people on the left attack Barack Obama as being king of deportations. He deported more people than anybody else. But he focused very directly on two groups of people. People who had committed serious criminal offenses, number one. And number two, people who had just arrived. That's the right focus. President Biden, learn from your former boss. We'll be right back with more. 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the White House is deploying a diplomatic team to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss illegal immigration to the United States.
To work in partnership with these countries to address the root causes in their countries, to convey clearly systematically that this is not the time to travel.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the message is clear. This is not the time to come to the United States. The second round of stimulus checks is expected to show up in bank accounts on Wednesday, if not sooner. The Treasury Department advising that mailed paper checks could be coming if money does not appear in direct deposits. That could take a number of weeks. Millions of Americans qualify for direct $1,400 relief checks as part of the most recent stimulus bill. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the shocking aspects of the current border debate is how different it is, and how different it is from previous debates involving the Trump administration. And when I say it's different, it's because basically, The Trump administration had controversial plans on what to do about the border, but basically it was fairly clear where they were coming from. The difficulty with Joe Biden is that, and it's fascinating to me, is that Alejandro Mayorkas was saying, one of the things he was saying on the talk shows this weekend, on the news shows, he was saying that, well, we didn't have a normal transition. And that's true. But basically, that's no excuse on what is supposed to be one of your signature issues to come in there without a program, without a scheme, without a clue, frankly. And ABC News did a panel on the border, and they focused on this complete lack of focus, which is devastating and is beginning to show in the polls. We'll get to that. This is the ABC News panel yesterday about Biden's border.
The pressure is tremendous, and to do that 180 without
really any preparation. He owns this now. He owns it.
And Laura, he really does. And should they have been more aware? I mean, they really seem tone deaf to the politics of this as well. You heard Mayorkas trying to do cleanup, I think, there, trying to send this strong message. But is it too late?
Well, that's why you see, Martha, so many of the administration officials, including Mayorkas, as well as Roberta Jacobson, the Southern Border Coordinator for the White House, they're starting to change their tune. They're starting to say, we're not just saying don't come, we're saying don't come like this ever and come in the legal fashion. But again, there are so many, there's such a big influx. And I was just talking to local advocates here in El Paso yesterday, and they were saying that they feel as though beyond the rollback of the Remain in Mexico, which they felt as though went well, according to the advocates and activists, beyond that, they feel as though the White House doesn't have a plan in terms of how to address not just the children, but also the adults and the families that are coming over here.
Okay, look, it is unanimous. There is no plan. And guess what? President Biden is going to be doing his first press conference on Thursday. And, yeah, he is going to be probably confronted with some very hostile questions, as Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, was. And he better be prepared. And he better be prepared with something clear-cut. And one thing that's clear-cut is going to have to be to focus on bad guys. And that is something that Obama did. And that Biden should certainly be prepared to do. It's a completely, it's totally necessary. And they make a point again in the New York Times, because it's so surprising to see America's leading liberal news outlet taking these positions, but they did. And there's nothing in this new piece by David Leonhardt in the New York Times that any reasonable person can argue with. He writes that while Donald Trump was president, he smoothed over the Democrats' internal tensions because they could unite in opposition to him. Trump used racist language. Democrats abhorred it. Trump separated families and locked children in cages. Democrats promised to end those policies. Trump said he would build a border wall paid for by Mexico. Democrats mocked his failure. With Trump out of office, however, the party faces some hard, unresolved questions, including, and this is brilliant, and it's so important to this whole debate. And if you take away anything from this today, take this away. Do Democrats, he says, they have to answer this question, do Democrats still favor the deportation of anyone? Some activists criticized Obama as the deporter in chief, but he focused deportations on only two groups, recent arrivals and the immigrants who committed serious crimes. Felonies are very serious misdemeanors, in fact. If Democrats prefer a more lenient policy than Obama's, it isn't clear whether they support the deportation of anybody, or whether they instead believe that the humane solution is to allow everybody who manages to enter the U.S. legally or illegally to remain here. The party's 2020 platform doesn't mention any conditions in which deportation is acceptable. Biden's attempt to halt deportations for 100 days, and yes, that attempt of a suspension of deportations has been frozen by a judge, federal judge. What's the progressive policy? Asks David Leonhardt. He says there are potential solutions for all of these questions. The U.S. could increase legal immigration. It could build more detention facilities with humane conditions. It could do more to improve conditions in Latin America and to push Mexico to control its own southern border. The Biden administration is pursuing many of these policies. But if Biden and his aides appear to be less steady on immigration than many other policy areas, there's a reason for that. They are less steady. Congress appears unlikely to increase legal immigration levels by much, and polls show that while public opinion, yes, favors a pathway to citizenship for many undocumented immigrants, it also favors rigorous border security and the enforcement of existing immigration laws. Yes, including laws that say that if you do not have a work permit, if you do not have legal status here in this country, you should not be hired. It's against the law. He writes, today working class Americans, including many Asian Americans, black and Latino voters, tend to favor more restrictions than progressive Democrats who are often high-earning professionals do. This contrast may play a role in Republican recent gains among minority voters. I think it certainly does. Unfortunately, the way the debate plays out too frequently feels like everybody should come and the border should be open, said Cecilia Munoz, a longtime immigrant advocate and former Obama advisor. And that's the thing that makes Americans anxious. Not just anxious, but good and ticked off. And look, already there's a big new poll that shows in the Hill magazine that shows that Biden's doing well. He has a 59% approval rating, which is way higher than Trump ever was, and it's held steady. But if you look at his approval on immigration, it's way below. It's 20 points below his approval on COVID-19. It's down at 50%. People are split now on the way Biden's handling it. Allow two or three more weeks of fumfering and blundering and incoherence, and it's going to go well below 50%. And it's going to give the Republicans a big push to win those five congressional seats they need and to take over the House of Representatives. The Senate could be tougher, frankly. The Senate, with so many Republicans retiring and a new Republican retiring today because of charges of hashtag nature, we will get to that story and to the fight over an election that was decided by 6 votes out of how many? 400,000 cast. We will get to that. Is that a fight Republicans can actually win? And more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Charles Darwin, Liberate or Undermine Society. Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, the Biden approval rating that we were talking about before, article in The Hill, it says roughly 6 in 10 voters approve of Joe Biden's performance as president, a new Hill-Harris X poll finds. This is for The Hill magazine website, actually, in D.C., and The Hill tends to be as big rival as Politico, The Hill is a little bit more conservative-leaning. 59% of registered voters in a survey taken between March 12th and 14th said they approve of Biden's job in the White House. It's a one-point tick up from the previous week. By contrast, 41% of respondents say they disapprove. So it's 59-41. President Biden will take that. He's been incredibly steady. The very, very beginning of his term, right after the inauguration and the well-received inauguration speech, he was up to 63, but the difference between 63 and 59, not that great. Where it's fascinating is the way it breaks down issue by issue and with different groups of Americans. Biden is approved of by 93% of Democrats. Okay, that's similar to the kind of approval rating Trump had from Republicans. But Biden also gets 60% approval with independent voters. Trump never got to that. 75% of Republicans disapprove of Biden. And, yeah, that's high, but again, not as high as you might expect. However, when you start looking at this border issue, it gets much worse for Joe Biden. On the economy, 58% of voters overall approve of Biden. 57% approve of him stimulating jobs. 56% approve of him fighting terrorism. He gets his highest approval for his handling of coronavirus, 65%. And then it comes to immigration. And on immigration, Biden has only 50% approval. And again, that's 10 points down. And I don't think he holds that. Because there's another piece today. It's a piece that's published on MSNBC website, and it originated in Slate. And it says the border is not in crisis. The current increase in unaccompanied children and asylum seekers on the southern border is a continuation of a trend that has gone on for more than half a decade, worsened in this case by a range of factors, most significantly two devastating hurricanes and the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay. This has not stopped right-wing politicians and media from using this moment to stoke the fears and racial anxieties that have served them well in the past, putting President Joe Biden's immigration agenda in even more peril than it already was. That agenda is understandably popular among many pro-immigrant groups and advocates. However, as the current situation at the border paves the way for the dilution of that agenda, and we see Congress bucking against the politics of immigration reform, I cannot help but feel that Biden's immigration agenda is really a wish list of the past rather than a vision of the future. This is because the Biden immigration policy is built from a dated understanding of both immigration and its governance, the idea that immigration is a problem that can be managed, but a problem nonetheless. And they go on to say that from their point of view, immigration, including illegal immigration, is not a problem. It's all crucial. It's all wonderful. It's all good. It helps to boost the U.S. economy. They say over at Slate that in reality, Biden's agenda may be pro-immigrant, but he's not pro-immigration. This seeming incongruence should be blamed on the fact that the Biden administration is attempting to tackle two different issues: what to do with undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. right now, and how to change the legal immigration system. Although in technical policy terms, these issues are not in conflict, politically they are. Well, they shouldn't be. They should be tackled at the same time. They're part of the same problem. The main argument against giving some kind of legal status to people who have kept their noses clean and worked hard and been here for 10 and 20 and 30 years, the main argument against it is that it encourages more people to flow across the border. I don't think there's any question at all that overwhelming majorities of Americans would be okay with a path to legal status, and even a path, slow path to citizenship, 8 years the Biden administration is talking about. They'd be okay with that if there was some idea that, okay, people are not going to be able to get in easily and just cross the border and immediately get some kind of, dare I say it, amnesty. And until people are assured of that kind of change, not even the specter of climate change is going to change their minds. You may be saying, why did you mention climate change? Well, because NBC News, they, of course, want to suggest that the situation at the border is not really a problem of an incoherent and scrambled policy by the Biden administration. It's really a problem of climate change. How? This is the way that Jacob Soboroff of NBC tries to explain it. This is clip 8.
It doesn't matter what any president says, migrants who are fleeing desperation, Anna, are going to come to the United States. President Trump, after the separation policy, which was defined as torture by Physicians for Human Rights, there is no stronger message than we're going to separate you from your family on purpose to scare people away, had the highest numbers in recent decades in memory. 2019, we saw almost exactly the same thing that we're seeing right now, but more people coming to the country. Did President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas saying the border's closed, don't come now, versus don't come, maybe inspire some people to come? Sure. But what really pushes people here is violence and persecution and corruption in their home countries, and as I've seen with my own eyes, malnutrition and starvation and extreme poverty. A lot of times, by the way, put into place, exacerbated by the effects of climate change and climate variability.
Okay, he had to throw that in. By the way, is he right about people fleeing violence and extreme poverty and persecution? I know that he is. I know that he is. I mean, the situation in Central America, in El Salvador in particular, has been a grotesque failure. And one of the things that President Trump did that was praiseworthy was actually make some agreements with those Central American republics and to try to get things on a better path, a more cooperative path, because they are not helped by a huge out-migration of people. It doesn't help them. I mean, it was one of the things that President Trump always used to say that annoyed me a great deal, and I think others, is it say they're not sending us their best, as if there was somebody sitting up in a big palace somewhere in San Salvador or in Managua, Nicaragua, and they were saying, who should we send to the United States this week? And no, it's not that. It's not some kind of conspiratorial assault. What it is desperate people, most of them good people, who will do anything to get to this country. My grandparents, I think, felt that same way. And maybe yours. But that doesn't mean that you have to open the doors and have an unregulated flow. It's problematic. I'll tell you what else is problematic, is they are planning to change an American institution. Well, actually, they're planning to change several American institutions. One, it's a fait accompli. The other, I don't think they're going to make it. The one that's a fait accompli is monopoly. There is now a new version. Hasbro, the toy company, is going to be releasing a new version of Monopoly with a particular update in the community chest cards to make it more woke and more public-spirited. The other institution is the idea of a federal capital as being in a separate District of Columbia. So today they had hearings on Capitol Hill about turning D.C. into the 51st state. Can they do it? Will they do it? Should they do it? We will consider all, plus a tweet of the day that is truly outrageous, and much more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hey everybody, heirloom beans as a storable survival food? I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.